loving, baby, now. Sure, mashing on my head.
Yeah. Now, Stevie, now don't be nervous, honey, okay? I'm going to go in and I'm going to introduce you, and then you're going to come in with your guitar and you're going to play that nice, nice music you were telling me about. And while you're doing that, I'll be sitting in the back of the room. We'll have such a good time, so don't you be nervous, honey. It'll relax everybody and we'll be so happy. I'm going to go now. I'll introduce you, okay? That's good. Okay. Everyone in your own seats. That's good. Okay. Now, little Stevie Vai is going to play a composition on the guitar. He wrote it all by himself. Okay, Stevie, bring your three friends up. They can play with you.
This is a great guitar.
That's Steve Vai. What a nice little boy.
I wrote this song for all my friends. When I grow up, I'm going to be a famous rock and roll guitar player.
Love it.
It's gonna be loud.
It's getting too loud. You're getting out of control, boys. Stevie, now calm down, boys. Calm down. It's the boy you've got to turn it down.
What did you say? You want me to turn it down?
Steve, you'll see, you'll be a bug in the streets, a rock that's in my mind.
on here? Okay, let's see now. We just heard a bunch of serious guitar, I suppose you could say, huh? Yeah, we did. What did we hear? Let's see. Heard Philip Sace with Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Woman on Your Mind from Scorched Earth Volume 1, which that CD really blew my mind and still blows my mind every time I listen to him. Such a great guitarist, Philip Sace, who was, born in Wales, grew up in Canada, particularly into the blues, was in Jeff Healey's band, played in Uncle Cracker and with Melissa Etheridge. Done a lot of solo stuff since then as well. After that, what did we hear? Okay, heard Raven Eye with, what did we hear? Come With Me from their new album, Nova, their debut album. Raven Eye is an English band that formed in 2014, though they had already put out an EP. This was their first album. And the guitarist for that trio was highly acclaimed young blues guitarist Ollie Brown, who had already put out several solo albums. After that was Radio Moscow with Chance of Fate from their album Live in California that came out in 2016. Radio Moscow is a blues rock power trio from Iowa, formed in 2014, and formed in 2004. Has been putting out albums since 2007. Their self-titled debut was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. The series guitarist and singer-songwriter is Parker Griggs. Then you heard Jeff Beck's Beck Bolero, and what was after that? Oh, good. I don't have a list of the songs I played. I played some out of the ones I searched for and found, and they're not listed for me, and I didn't write them down because I didn't realize they weren't listening. I know you heard Jeff Beck's Bolero, and you heard Vintage Trouble with Total Strangers. And let's see, I think I have a request coming up next. I think. I just lost it. Let me go find that again and get that to you in 1 second. Let's see now. Here we go.
Yeah, you can talk, you can breathe, you can work. I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
right, you heard, let me see. First was a request from Walter for the Kinks, Brainwashed. And then after that, you heard Joe Satriani with Flying in a Blue Dream. It's an old one of his, one of his early albums. Then, since Jeff Mias, how do you pronounce your name, Jeff, mentioned on the thread that he and his son are going to see Paul Gilbert in New York very shortly, I found this Only Women Bleed, done by Paul Gilbert, Glenn Hughes, and several others. I'm not sure what that album was. I'm still figuring out how this stuff works on the computer here. Then you heard Green Onions from an Al Kooper album. I don't know if Mike Bloomfield was on that one with him or not, but he has done it with him. And that was live. That sounded great, too. It's getting close to the hour now, and I've been on for an extra hour. I hope everyone's enjoying the show. My name is Marion Farrow, and my show is Rock Under the Radar. At this point in time, I'm on every other Monday at 1 p.m. for an hour. I don't know if things will change when the next semester comes over, if they're going to reschedule shows, if I'll have... I might have the same show, maybe something different, maybe more. I don't know. I'll certainly let you guys know. But as far as I know at this point in time, I will be back here in 2 weeks at 1 o'clock here on WMFO. As you're listening to WMFO in Medford. I will sign off now. I'll give you a PSA and then sign off since I'm supposed to play a PSA. See you next time.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Is the undisputed